If you don't ask, you will never get in. So I've actually secured a new documentary, photo documentary project, but I want to talk about, I'm going to submit a formal proposal. But I'll use this as a template and a draft for other potential people that might be involved with this project. But I just wanted to kind of go over. I'm feeling real good about this project, a lot more professional and than some of my other works. So I wanted to kind of just probably do a series of podcasts on the process of doing this project. So the first thing is, you know, how do you get permission to do a project? Let's say that you come up with something. And, you know, it could be somebody in your local area. You know, I thought about, there's this guy here in town, just for example. He works really hard at this, I think his dad had it before him, this tire repair place, right? It seems totally mundane, but this guy's a worker, man, and he really stands out compared to most of the laziness and stuff that's in New Mexico, right? So there could be, so what do? You know, I bought tires off the guy and all kinds of stuff like that. I'm not doing a project on that, but I'm using it. This is an example where you would come up with an idea, and they're usually right in front of you. There's a story to be told. So, you know, what would you do? Again, these people that have agreed to do this, I've done business with them. So we kind of knew each other. They kind of knew I had was into photography. And I've verbally submitted a proposal to them along with my little blurb trade book with a little snippets of my work, just a short little portfolio of the different things that I've done. So I'm kind of going backwards, but I told them I would write up a formal proposal. And again, I can use this and it's a good little model. So basically what it is, you know, there's a cover page and that is what will change. Whereas the inside stuff can stay the same if it's the same type of topic that you're using with different potential people. But, you know, the cover page and the name of the project, you know, something like that. I thought maybe the salt of the earth or, you know, the last of the working man or whatever the case may be. The title doesn't have to be rock solid. You know, you can change it. It's the working title. And then the name and context information and all that of the potential subject, the person that you're or people that you're proposing this proposed project to, and then your name and your credentials. And then on the inside, you know, this is going to take, for example, I did a bunch of research. Of course, people have already done documentaries and done projects on this particular subject matter. Yeah, and I'm just doing my own take and my own spin and my own interpretation of it. So, but there's already been work done there. So what I did is I looked and I seen what other work was already out there. What are some of the issues, things I didn't even think about? And that's what you'll discover. There's things you didn't even think about. So then I started to break up a general little outline of what some of the major issues, the conflicts, the contradictions, you know, maybe between environmentalist and conservationist, for example, you know, that could come into play or some sort of struggle against government regulations or whatever the case may be. There's some major issues that's going to give voice to the project that kind of has the end vision of giving these people a voice of whatever their particular struggle. Then there's the, you know, day-to-day operations that would go on if it was the tire shop. You know, there's changing tires and all of the things that would, the day-to-day things that would go along with the project. So I kind of broke those all up into different things in a general outline, and then kind of some of the guidelines and stipulations, I guess you could say. For me, I let them know that I do not sell any of my work to any media outlets. I'm a total independent. I publish my own work. I'm not interested in selling to news outlets or anything like that. Can use it as also an agreement, a general agreement that, you know, kind of a model release all in the same kind of thing where, you know, you could have them sign it even if you so choose to do that. But all of that information is in there. Now you take that with a little blurb book that you put together with some of the work that you've done in the past, if you have any. I mean, you got to use what you have. Now, for someone like me, it's always great to have the little notch in your belt where you can say internationally published documentary photographer. My stuff's been in the BBC, the Daily Mail, dozens of magazines across Europe, and things like that. So that gives me a little bit more credibility. But use whatever you have, and you know, you got to build from where you're at. So if you take that, then your proposal, and you have your little blurb book together, and you know, you're presenting yourself in a very professional manner that way, and you got a lot greater chance of getting a yes on the project. And then once you have all of this, it's a guideline for your project. And then when you meet other people, you know, other tire shop owners or whatever the case may be, you can have that stuff for them so they have a little idea of what they might be getting involved with. So I hope that helps. And there's not a lot of content on this when it comes to photography, because most of the photography on YouTube is about gear and stuff like that. It's not actually people working projects for the most part. But I hope that helps. If you have any questions, leave them in the comment section below on this WordPress website. And there's also an email subscription. I don't even know who's on there. I don't pay no attention to it, but you will automatically be sent updates when I publish here on the blog and on the website. You'll find that in the sidebars there, an email subscription. And that's all that is for. It's not for marketing or anything like that. And I also have a member section here. I believe it's yearly. It gives you access to some of my podcast and members content and things like that as well. So all that is here. Thank you very much. I'm really, really excited about this new project and really getting some of my older stuff together. And Against Doctor's Orders will be out pretty soon. So look forward to that as well. All right.